here with Coach L. Dana, immediately following an exciting 2-1 victory by the Tornadoes. Coach, third straight win for this Tornadoes club. I know you're pleased with how they're playing at this point of the season.
I am, but let me tell you, I was nervous about this one. Not only because I knew they were a good team, you know, the game, they're coming from four games that they won. The game that they lost before that was Maryville, that they lost 1-0. So this is a legitimate one of the top teams, but it's the hardest game, the game after a big win, you know, and these guys scouted us really well. I mean, they had our plays, they had our patterns, so we had to earn it. And sometimes, you know, it's not pretty, sometimes it's hard, and these guys, the whole year long, they show that they have heart.
Especially in the first half, the Tornadoes did a real good job with possession. You know, it felt like some of those games earlier this season where, you know, the shot total was in the favor of the Tornadoes, just not able to finish. Pleased with the offense early on, especially?
Yeah, I was even surprised. I didn't realize we had taken 9 shots. That's enough to win any game. But I just thought that sometimes you need to smell the blood and kill, you know, and they got up 1-0. They had a couple of chances. If they put the second one, it would have been a much easier win, but I'll take the win.
Yeah, and once again, another one of these overtime situations where it comes down to a golden goal. Now, this golden goal comes with, you know, less than 30 seconds in the first overtime period. How big was that to be able to deliver with time winding down like that?
The statistical people say that every goal in soccer takes less than 1 minute from beginning to end of the construction. So we said that before. They should never think that 1 minute ago the half is over, the game is over, you know? We've scored already 3-4 times in the last minute, right? So any play, just like in football, any play is a small segment of the game, and 1 minute is plenty of time.
Now, next up, a trip to Greensboro as USA South Conference play continues. I would imagine from your perspective, you got to keep this pressure going and keep on working hard in order to get hopefully that fourth straight win.
Yeah, tough place to play, you know, but we've learned how to be on the road by now, you know. So it's just tough that now overtime on top of games back-to-back, but we are deep, and today some guys probably stayed on the field a little longer than I wish they had, but we'll do it.
Very good. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.